could just do fine, Brother Bill.
Oh, my goodness.
You always do fine.
Uh-oh.
Oh, Lord, I will have to clean up now.
Hope you didn't mind me making that mention.
Picking up the plate.
I'm not picking it up.
I'm not being disrespectful. If you want me to get down there and pick it up, I don't think I'm gonna have to. Look up here, I'm not singing. It's good to see you.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
I don't know what y'all did today, but I stayed in. I stayed in except long. I left long enough to eat, and I didn't even drive.
Yeah, amen. I know what you ate.
All right.
Good place.
All right. Why don't you get your Bibles out and turn to Numbers chapter 15.
Hallelujah.
Numbers chapter 15. That's where I want you to turn to tonight. I'm hoping the Lord's going to help us tonight.
Yes, sir.
I didn't anticipate preaching this message, but seemed like the Lord just wouldn't let me get away from it.
Amen.
Okay. What are you doing? Don't you know you ain't supposed to be doing that?
Why not?
You know why not. Boy, are you in trouble now. You have ruined everything. Numbers chapter 15, I want you to stand. We're going to read a few verses. We'll start in verse 29. Numbers 15. Verse 29.
If you're able to stand. And ye shall have one law for him that sinneth through ignorance, but for him that is born among the children of Israel, and for the stranger that sojourneth among them. But the soul that doth aught presumptuously. Now that's a big word right there. I don't like big words.
Yeah, it is a big one.
Hey, that presumptuously means you think you can get away with it. That's what it simply means. Mm-hmm. Somebody thinks that they can get away with something that nobody else can. They just presume that God is going to overlook them.
Right, yeah.
Let them get away with it. He won't let nobody else get away with it. But they have, you know the people that always say, but God understands.
Yeah,
that crowd.
Yeah.
I didn't make it to church Sunday, preacher, but God understands.
Yeah.
Hey, that crowd. Hey. But the soul that doth aught presumptuously, whether he be born in the land, or a stranger, the same reproacheth the Lord, that soul shall be cut off from among his people. Because he hath despised the word of the Lord and hath broken his commandment, that soul shall utterly but be cut off. His iniquity shall be upon him. And while the children of Israel were in the wilderness, they found a man that gathered sticks upon the Sabbath day. Are you with me?
Yes, sir.
And they put him in ward, because it was not declared what should be done to him. And the Lord said unto Moses, the man shall surely be put to death. All the congregation shall stone him with stones without the camp. And all the congregation brought him without the camp and stoned him with stones, and he died as the Lord commanded Moses.
Yes, sir.
You may be seated. Let's pray. Father, I love you.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, I want to please you. It's a different kind of message, Lord. Lord, I know I can't preach it tonight without you.
So I beg you to help me, Lord.
Jesus.
Please help me, Lord. Illuminate my mind, quicken my thoughts, Lord. I, I really wasn't expecting that you wanted me to preach this tonight. So Lord, would you please just guide me through please. The message. Help me get out of the way so Brother Paul can come preach, Lord. And I ask you, Lord, to help us tonight in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Now the Bible says, and while the children of Israel, verse 32, were in the wilderness, they found a man that gathered sticks upon the Sabbath day. And they that found him gathering sticks brought him unto Moses and Aaron and all the congregation. And they put him in ward because it was not declared what should be done to him. And the Lord said unto Moses, a man shall be surely put to death. All the congregation shall stone him with stones without the camp. And all the congregation brought him without the camp and stoned him with stones. And he died as the Lord commanded Moses. Okay? So here's a fellow in the Bible that did exactly the same thing that our brother just did. Okay? Exactly, except for one thing. He did it on the Lord's day.
Yeah.
Outside of that, he did exactly the same thing that the brother just did. Thank God the brother didn't do it on the Lord's day, because then we'd have to all pick up stones and rock him right here in the church tonight.
Amen.
We'd rock him to sleep. Just like David did Samson. David did Goliath. He rocked him to sleep. I want to preach tonight on he died for gathering sticks.
Yeah, sure.
He died. You hear me? This fella in Numbers chapter 15 died for committing an awful thing. I mean, you would have thought he had committed murder. Or you would have thought that he had raped some woman. Or you might have thought, when they saw everybody picking up rocks and throwing, everybody that walked by and saw that said, man, he must have done something really bad. And somebody looked over and they said, you know what he did? They said, what did he do? He was gathering sticks on the Lord's day.
That's right. Yep. Amen.
That's it. He died for gathering sticks. Yeah. Now, my curiosity got me about this. I said, why in the world? Why in the world would this fella die for gathering sticks on the Lord's day? And the Lord had the answer. There are answers in the Bible. It's real plain, okay? It said verse number 30, but the soul that doth aught presumptuously, whether he be born in the land or a stranger, the same that reproacheth the Lord, that soul shall be cut off, because he shall be cut off from among his people, because he hath despised the word of the Lord and hath broken his commandment. The soul shall utterly be cut off. His iniquity shall be upon him.
Yes, sir.
He died for gathering sticks because his sin was presumptuous.
Yes, sir. Maybe it's good.
He thought that God would let him get away with what he wouldn't let anybody else get away with.
That's good, Brother Bill.
Mm-hmm. You know anybody like that today? Mm-hmm. They think that God's going to let them get away. You know they're doing wrong. And they know they're doing wrong. But they think because they're a child of God and they're saved, and God understands that they just can't help but do this one thing, they think that God's going to let them get away.
Yeah, right.
He presumed that God would let him get away with something that nobody else could get away. Well, that would be like me thinking that I could get away with blowing Brother Jim McGee off the face of the earth with a 357 right that I got up there in the truck. I mean, because I did. But you know what? The law applies to me just like it does anybody else.
Amen.
Right. If I pull out my 357 and I blow Jim McGee away, they're going to be some blue lights come pulling in, and they're going to be some handcuffs coming out, and they're going to be cutting me off, and I'm going say, but listen, I just thought because I was a Baptist preacher, I could get away with it. You know, God's people are, sometimes we can be pretty foolish.
Absolutely.
Sometimes we can be pretty silly. Sometimes we presume things that we ought not presume. Sometimes our thinking don't line up with God. Sometimes our thinking don't line up with God's word. Here is a man that gathered sticks, and he presumed that God's word did not apply to him. Look at this. In Deuteronomy, listen to it. Deuteronomy 17 says, "And the man that will do presumptuously and will not hearken unto the priest that standeth the minister there before the Lord thy God, or unto the judge, even that man shall die. And thou shalt put away evil from Israel, and all the people shall hear and fear, and do no more presumptuously."
Hey.
God said, here's a fella that did something presumptuously that he thought he could get away with. And then the Lord says, well, let me tell you about this. He said, there's some people that the priest stands up and he tells them what God has to say, and they just think it don't apply to them. They don't have to listen. They go before the judge, and the judge tells them what their punishment is. And they think, well, that don't apply to me. I don't have to go pick up garbage on the side of the road. I don't have to drive more safely from now on. I just keep doing what I've been doing. And the Lord said, he that doth aught presumptuously shall be put to death.
Right. Amen.
God takes things serious.
Amen.
That's the first point. He died for gathering sticks because his sin was a presumptuous sin. Number two, he died for gathering sticks because his sin paralleled other deadly sins. In other words, God compared his sin, his deadly sin, to other sins in the Bible that had the same penalty of death. And so this sin, even though in our eyes it seemed like a little sin, but it was a sin of what? You know what it was? It was a sin of disobedience.
Yes, sir.
Why, surely nobody in this room has ever been guilty of committing a sin of disobedience, a sin of omission. Nobody in this room would be doing anything like that. I mean, surely. I say, my goodness, we ought to be on our knees tonight thanking God that we are living in the day of grace, because God takes his word a very serious thing. And if we were living in the day of Moses tonight, many of us, even in this room, who's come out on Tuesday night, filled the house of God, many of us would not be assembled here tonight. We'd be assembled in the graveyard because we have done some things disobediently that God does not approve of.
That's right, amen.
Parallel some other sins. Let me read about it. Numbers 15, verse 30. I'll read about the soul that doth aught presumptuously, whether it be born to land or a stranger, the same approacheth the Lord. That soul shall be cut off from among his people because he hath done aught presumptuously and hath broken his commandment. The soul that shall be cut off, his iniquity shall be upon him. Now listen to me. God said he's broken my commandment.
Hey. Yes, sir.
They said, we don't know what commandment he's broke. But the Lord explained it to them later. He should be stoned. And if you go down to Leviticus 24, God starts giving us some examples about people that have done sin, deadly sins that brought sin to them. That's like this man's sin brought to him in Leviticus 24 and verse 11. An Israelitish woman's son blasphemed the name of the Lord. He took God's name in vain and cussed. And they brought him to Moses, and his mother's name was Shilabeth, the daughter of Deborah, the tribe of Dan. They put him in ward that the mind of the Lord might be showed them. And the Lord spake to Moses, saying, bring forth him that cursed without the camp, and let all that heard him lay their hands upon his head, and let all the congregation stone him. And thou shalt speak unto the children of Israel, saying, whosoever curseth his God shall bear his sin, and he that blasphemeth the name of the Lord, he shall surely be put to death, and all the congregation shall surely stone him. In verse 23 of that chapter 24, Leviticus, Moses spake to the children of Israel that they should bring forth them that had cursed out of the camp and stone him with stones.
Yes, sir.
Wow. But you know, I know some Christians today that they curse all the time. They say they're Christians. Yeah. But they'll take God's name in vain. They'll say cuss words just out of their mouth like it's nothing, like it's just ordinary words. But here God said, hey, here's a fellow. You're going to have to stone him with stones because he gathered sticks. But there's a boy of yonder. Y'all remember that boy of yonder? What he did? He just took God's name in vain. And y'all took him out. And y'all took him, cast him out of the battle. And throwed rocks at him until he was dead. Because that sin and this sin, they're both sin.
Yeah.
Amen. The Bible says, over in Leviticus chapter 20, he says, ye shall keep my statute and do them. I, the Lord, which sanctify you, for everyone that curses his father or mother shall surely be put to death. He that curses his father or mother, his blood shall be upon him. And then he said, and the man that committeth adultery with another man's wife, even he that committeth adultery with his neighbor's wife, the adulterer and the adulteress shall surely be put to death. Boy, that wouldn't that? Don't you reckon that would stop cheating?
Absolutely.
On people, on your spouse. Don't you reckon that stops some people from cheating on their spouse? If every time somebody got caught cheating, they's taken out in the valley and it's rocked to death.
Yes, sir.
The adulterer and the adulteress. Why, God? Because it's a sin of disobedience.
Amen.
It's going against the Word of God. Okay. Then he went on to say, if a man also lie with mankind as he lieth with woman, both of them have committed an abomination. Thou shalt surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. I tell you what, they may be coming out of the closet right now.
Yeah.
But if God had his way about it, they'd be down in the valley right now.
Amen.
It's an abomination. You understand? He said, oh, that's an awful sin. That sin of sodomy, that sin of lesbianism, that sin of homosexuality, that's an awful sin. Oh, yeah. They sold us together in the sticks on the Lord's Day.
Amen. It's good, Brother Bill.
They're both sins of disobedience.
Yeah.
Hmm. In Deuteronomy 13, he said, thy brother, the son of thy mother, the son of thy daughter, the wife of thy bosom, or thy friend, which is thine own soul, as thy own soul, entice thee secretly, saying, let us go and serve other gods, for thou hast not known, nor thy fathers. He said, thou shalt not consider unto him, nor hearken unto him, neither shall thy eye pity him, neither shalt thou spare, neither shalt thou conceal him, but thou shalt surely kill him. Thy hand shall be first upon him to put him to death, and afterward the hands of all the people, and thou shalt stone him with stones, that he die.
Yes, sir.
Somebody comes along and they say, hey, let's don't go to church today. Let's go fishing today. Let's go do the races today. Let's don't serve God today. Let's put God on the back burner. You can worship God later. Come with me right now. Let's go do this instead of honoring God.
Right. Yes, sir.
And God said, don't hide it. Don't conceal it. Tell the congregation. And stone them with stones.
Yes, sir.
See, this sin of gathering sticks on the Lord's day, it was just as wicked in God's eyes as all these other sins.
Yes, sir.
Because you know something? God does not have little sins and big sins. God just has sin. Huh? And God judges sin. In Exodus 21, the Bible says in verse 15, he that smiteth his father or his mother shall surely be put to death. He that curseth his father or his mother shall surely be put to death. I tell you know what that is? That's a child disrespecting its parents.
Amen. Yes, sir.
That's what it is. And the Lord said, hey, boys, you better listen to me. The Lord said, if you was living way back yonder and you disrespected your mama or you disrespected your daddy, they'd take you out in the valley and they'd throw rocks at you till you're dead.
Sure would, brother.
Because you disrespected your parents.
Yes,
And this guy died for gathering sticks.
Hey, Georgia.
Because his sin paralleled all of these other deadly sins.
Yeah.
Now, we're not going to be shouting tonight. Not with me. You might be with him.
You're doing good, Brother Will.
There's a third thing.
Fascinating.
I'm really trying to help somebody tonight.
You are helping.
Numbers 32, and while the children of Israel were in the wilderness, they found a man that gathered sticks upon the Sabbath day, and they that found him gathering sticks brought in Moses and Aaron unto all the congregation, and they put him in ward because it was not declared what should be done to him. Nobody wanted to speak up. Nobody wanted to speak up about his sin. Nobody wanted to declare what the law said.
Right.
His sin, listen, his sin was presumptuous. His sin paralleled other deadly sins. And number three, his sin was problematic. The children of Israel are in the wilderness. They are on their way to the promised land, Brother Jim. They stopped dead in their tracks because of one man's sin. Because one man's sin, it stopped the children of Israel in their journey to the promised land. We think, oh, my sin ain't going to affect nobody. My disobedience, my disrespect, oh, my dissatisfaction and my complaining about the church, it's not going to affect anybody. But it stopped the whole crowd from getting to the promised land.
Sure did, brother.
Amen.
Delayed their journey. It was problematic. They shut him up in ward. They locked him up in a room somewhere until they could.
Somebody would come forward and somebody would say just what to do. And finally, God spoke up.
Yeah.
God spoke up. You know what James says in James chapter 1? It says, if any of you lack wisdom, let him ask of God. Who giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not, it shall be given him. I tell you, when you don't know whether something's right or wrong, whether you should do something or not do something, you ought to be talking to God about it before you venture out. And some people say, oh, it's easier to ask forgiveness than to ask permission.
Yeah, good.
But when you start dealing with God, you better be asking his permission. For the Lord, Proverbs says, the Lord giveth wisdom out of his mouth, cometh knowledge and understanding. James 3:7 says, but the wisdom that is from above is first pure, then peaceable and gentle and easy to be entreated, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality and without hypocrisy. God will tell you like it is if you will ask him his opinion.
Amen. Good, brother.
This sin was problematic. The children of Israel shut him up in ward to wait. They went back to ask God about it. Let's go back to our scripture. It says, verse 34, they put him in ward because it was not declared what should be done to him. And the Lord said to Moses, this man shall surely be put to death. All the congregation shall stone him with stones without the camp. And all the congregation brought him without the camp and stoned him with stones, and he died as the Lord commanded Moses.
Yes, sir.
The Lord just said, hey, I'm going to tell you, I tell you what's supposed to happen. You're supposed to kill him with stones because that's what my word says. You're supposed to honor the Sabbath day and keep it holy. We'll get to that in a minute. Honoring the Lord's day. He died for gathering sticks. His sin was problematic. His sin paralleled other deadly sins. And his sin was a presumptuous sin. But I want you to see this in Exodus chapter 20. Before, listen to me, before Numbers 15. Before Numbers 15 is written. Back in Exodus chapter 20, God has met with Moses up on a mountain. And Moses has come down off that mountain. And you know what he's done? He's given the children of Israel the law, the Ten Commandments. He's told them how they're supposed to live and what they're supposed to be doing. Now, before this man goes out and gathers sticks on the Sabbath day, God has already said in Exodus chapter 20, remember the Sabbath day to keep it holy. 6 days shalt thou labor and do all thy work, but the seventh day is the Sabbath of the Lord thy God. In it thou shalt not do any work, thou, nor thy son, nor thy daughter, thy manservant, nor thy maidservant, nor thy cattle, nor thy stranger that is within thy gates.
Yes, sir.
And just in case they didn't get it, in Exodus 31, the Lord repeated himself. Ye shall keep the Sabbath therefore, for it's holy unto you. Everyone that defileth it shall surely be put to death. For whosoever doeth any work therein, that soul shall be cut off from among his people. 6 days may work be done, Exodus 31:15. And the seventh is the Sabbath of rest, holy to the Lord. Whosoever doeth any work in the Sabbath day, he shall surely be put to death. So God told him once in Exodus 20. He told him twice in Exodus 31. 3 times before this chapter is ever written, God has said, don't disrespect me on my day.
Amen.
Don't disobey me on my day. What are you trying to tell me? I'm trying to tell you, his problem wasn't just presumptuous. His problem wasn't just paralleled with other sin. His problem wasn't just problematic. His problem was premeditated. His sin was premeditated sin.
Yes, sir.
He knew not to do it, and he still did it. While the children of Israel were in the wilderness, verse 32, they found the man that gathered sticks upon the Sabbath day. And the Lord said in verse 35, this man shall surely be put to death. All the congregation shall stone him with stones. It was premeditated. Think about this. God, he told him not to do it.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, right. He told him not to do it. And he said, I know what God said, but I'm going to do it anyway. How many times have I heard people say to me, yes, as a pastor, preacher, I really don't care what God says about it.
Yeah.
I'll make my own mind up. I'll do my own thing. You know what that is? That's called premeditated sin.
Yes, sir.
Premeditated sin. You better be careful. You understand, baby? You better think long and hard about something that you've been thinking about doing that God's not pleased with, that God don't approve of. You better be thinking long and hard about it, because before you know it, friend, you might end up in the graveyard.
You're right.
Amen.
Absolutely right.
I've questioned. I'll talk about $2 for you. I've got $1 who has been faithful to live for God all of her life. Her husband, after they got married, they have been faithful to live for God. They have been, the only time they miss church one Sunday a year when they're on vacation, they go to church seeing his preacher.
Yeah.
The only other time he's ever at church is when there's a storm and he has to go out on a storm break. They are faithful to the house of God. They are faithful tithers. They are in Sunday school. They are in preaching. They are in the choir. There is not, they have kept the money. I mean, whatever has to be done, they are there doing it.
Yes, sir.
That's good. And I have another daughter. I have another daughter that has turned her back and walked away from God. Her and her husband both. They got 2 children. They took them out of Christian school, Christian heart, and they put them in public school. First thing they did when they got out of church is they quit dressing like they're supposed to dress. They quit wearing their skirts.
Yeah, that's it.
Started wearing their breeches and their short. And my granddaughter, this daughter's daughter wears in Daisy Duke shorts. Y'all know what I'm talking about. Y'all know who Daisy Duke is. You understand? And I can honestly say in my heart, sometimes I don't understand why I lost these 2 grandchildren. And their parents are doing everything that they're supposed to be doing as far as I know.
Yeah.
Right?
It's good, but good.
And I got these other 2 that are doing that. And I'm thinking, you know what? And they're doing things well that they know were wrong. And it's premeditated sin. Okay? Mm-hmm. And you understand? The first crowd of the devil tried to destroy my family by taking them out. Okay? But I'm afraid in the depths of my soul that God is going to send limousine to their house because of their premeditated sin.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Every day my wife and I look for a phone call. Right now, my granddaughter's already been in the hospital with serious health problems. My daughter has a heart rate right now. This daughter I'm talking about has a heart rate. She's on medicine slowing her heart down. When she don't take her medicine, go to the gym, her heart rate is 180 beats a minute when she's asleep. Because of premeditated sin that parallels other deadly sins. You understand what I'm saying?
Good. Yes, sir.
Presumptuous sin. Well, I'm a preacher's daughter, so God's going to let me get away with it. I was raised right, and I grew up right, and I lived all the years right, and God's going to allow me to have some time to feel like to sow my wild oats and enjoy the pleasures of sin. God says it's for a season, you understand? And God's the one that's keeping the record. I'm trying to help you understand tonight that this man died for gathering sticks on the Sabbath day.
Yes, sir.
We better quit treating God like a spare tire.
Amen.
That's right, Bishop.
Amen.
His sin was premeditated. So we got four things. I'll be done in a minute. Four things. His sin was presumptuous. His sin paralleled other deadly sins. His sin was problematic. It hurt the whole congregation. His sin was a premeditated sin. Every one of those things, my one daughter's done, her and her husband. And I'm just wondering when the phone's going to ring.
Yeah.
If we were living in the day of law, they would be gone.
Yeah.
But somehow or another, God's grace has been extending and extending and extending to them. But you know what? One day, God's going to pay it all off.
Yes, sir.
And Daddy knows.
Preacher Paul, this is how much I know, how much I believe it, how sure I am of it. I carry life insurance on that daughter so that I can bury her because I don't believe her husband will.
Yeah.
Verse 21, Exodus 13, I'll read a couple of verses to you and I'm done. I'll be done. And the Lord went out before them by day in a pillar of a cloud to lead them in the way, and by night in a pillar of fire to give them light, to go by day and night. He took not away the pillar of the cloud by day, nor the pillar of fire by night from before the people. Okay? So I want you to get this picture in your mind. Here's the children of Israel. They're wandering in the wilderness. And over their head in the daytime is a pillar of a cloud by day. And at nighttime, there's a pillar of fire by night over their head all the time. That they're wandering in the wilderness. You understand what I'm saying? You listen to me? Right? And right there in front of God. Right in front of God. After the Lord himself has said, 6 days thou shalt labor and do all thy work, but the Sabbath is holy unto the Lord. Ye shall kindle no fire throughout your habitation on the Sabbath day.
Yeah.
Amen.
God said that. You understand? And there's God right overhead.
Good, brother.
Yeah.
Right in God's sight.
What are you saying? This man's sin provoked God.
Sure.
God was provoked.
Yes, sir.
I could tell you stories of things that I cannot imagine that people would do in front of God. In front of God. To provoke him. One quick story. I'd been in our church for a couple of years. And there was this lady in our church, she was telling lies, Preacher Paul, on a lot of people. She didn't ever tell anybody on me, but she was always telling me lies on anybody else.
Yeah.
And I knew that wasn't true. And so I told her, I said, look, we are going to have a business meeting at church tonight, and the meeting is going to be about you and all the things you've been saying about other people in this church. And I said, when I call that meeting, we're gonna vote you out of the church. And not only we vote you out of the church, we're gonna bar you from coming back in the door.
Yeah.
And what she said to me? She said, I'll be there tonight. She showed up, Brother Jeremy. She is at church. She's about as far back as the road, a little bit farther. And we got ready to have that business meeting. And she come down the aisle. She come down the aisle. And she come walking up to me. And I said, we're fixing to have that business meeting. And I'm going to tell all these people about all you've been doing. And I said, you might want to leave. She said, I'm not going nowhere. And I've got my gun in my purse right here. Mm-hmm. She had a gun. One of my deacons heard what she said. And he come up to the front, Preacher Paul. He's in heaven now. He come up to the front and he looked at me and said, Pastor, you go home right now. We're going to take care of this. You take your family and you leave. So we took our family and left. Now, I don't know the proceedings of what went on, but I know when it was all over with, that lady never came back to the house of God again.
Yeah.
She never set her face in the house of God again. I don't know what they did. I'm telling you, could you imagine somebody walking into church and you know, we actually hear about that going on now and pulling a gun on the preacher? Hey, I'm talking about that happened to me. That happened to me in 1988. Not 2019. That happened to me in 1988. And God, look, you know what God did? God took care of me and God dealt with her in a fashion to where you can't even find any remnant of her around anyone else.
Yeah. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Hey.
Because his sin, he died for gathering sticks because his sin provoked God.
Yes, sir.
What are you saying? This is what I'm saying. I'm done.
James 4:17. Therefore, to him that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him it is sin.
Yes, sir.
Proverbs 15:3. The eyes of the Lord are in every place, beholding the evil and the good.
Yes, sir.
So why'd you preach this? Because I believe that somebody's building has a sin, not necessarily anything I've talked about, but they have a sin that only them and God knows about that they better take care of.
Amen, brother.
Before it's too late.
Amen.
Yeah. Stand there, people, with their heads bowed for just a moment.
Great.
Get my shoes and I'm going to get out of the way, but maybe you need to come to the altar. Maybe you just need to say and take care of it. Say, preacher, I ain't got no big old sin. Like, you don't have to have a big one. If God's dealt with you, listen, if God's dealt with you about clipping your fingernails in church, you need to get to the altar.
Yeah.
Whatever it is, no matter how small it is, don't let sin go undealt with, because you never know when God is going to say, that is enough.
Hey,
cut us off. Father, I love you.
Yes.
I didn't want to preach this. You know that, Lord. It went against my grain. Lord, I've tried to be submissive. And I pray, Lord, I haven't killed the Jubilee. But I've helped somebody tonight to do some soul searching. Lord, if it just meant some young man or just respecting his parents better, or some fella treasuring his wife more, Lord, whatever it might be, God, would you just help tonight? I believe sister's going to play us a little song. And Lord, I pray, Lord, that if anybody has something that you've spoke to them about that they need to deal with, help them, Lord, to take care of it now before the preacher comes to preach. In Jesus' name, amen.
Thank you.
thank you, Lord.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I let you take the praise of God. That's almost run.
You may be seated. We're going to ask Sister Teresa to sing.